ready to talk. Don't run your mouth.
Good morning. Welcome to episode number 2 of the Be Cool podcast. What a week it's been. I mean, a long weekend. Had a bachelor party, little brew tour through my town of Burlington, Vermont. Hanging out with some of the boys, having some fun. A lot of laughs, a lot of jokes, a lot of cans, a lot of glasses. A lot of rolling, a lot of smoking, you know, whatever it is, whatever it is. Just enjoying a great time on a Saturday night. Early Friday, out there caddying for a couple of my homeboys. Another brother had a birthday, got to celebrate. Out there caddying, 18 holes. Essex Country Club, beautiful vista, gorgeous out there, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. But after a nice day, relaxation, sober Mondays, sober usually throughout the week, maybe on a Friday, maybe a little sip, maybe on a Thursday night, all depends on basketball games on, football's on, you know, everything has an option, right? Everything has an option. You could either be sober, be drunk, or just have a few, because options are key. That's the focus of this podcast here. Again, thank you for listening on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean. Just posted it on Twitch, did a little stream out there on Twitch for it, just to get that rolled out. Also on YouTube, everybody on YouTube, thanks for the comments, if you left any comments. Remember, if you're on Twitter, on Instagram, you like the podcast, please. It only helps us. You hit that like button, retweet it, share it, let other people know. Cars are driving by. This is how we do the podcast out here. Brand new episode number 2. Can't wait to get into this one. Don't have a real set base. That's not how we're going to do this. You know, that's not how we're going to do this. We're just going to, you know, basically talk about what the last week's been. We're going to do this every week, you know. If I can do it multiple times a week, big things happen. Yeah, we'll get into that. Well, you know, that's why options are key. That's what this whole podcast episode number 2 is about. So, like I said, Monday, nice relaxing day. Got some food prep done for the week. Did some chicken. Had some great nachos actually Saturday night. My boy's bachelor party. After the UFC fights, we're walking around, stumbling around my friend's house. Can't figure it out. Trying to make something to eat. Remember that I bring a huge dish of pulled chicken that I roasted the day before. And so I made a little plate of nachos. Ate that up. Tried to get a TV to change to an HDMI port. That wasn't working. That took about half an hour. He passed out. As soon as I got it hooked up, started playing something, I passed out and didn't wake up for a few hours later when off to golf we went. A beautiful day. Didn't get a sunburn. Get that SPF 30 on your face. I had a bad accident when I was a kid, so my nose, right on the bridge of my nose, I have a really thin layer of skin. So if I don't put that SPF 50 on, or that 30, and I'm outside all day, it's a bad situation. But luckily, I only had a few Trulies in at that time, so you know, the face is all good, everything's sexy, still beautiful, still looking fresh. Oh, man, where are we at? So, what did we catch up with on the week? So, we had the UFC fight. We got, you know, getting excited. Oh, Succession on HBO. We got to watch that. I actually watched that yesterday because Monday was my nice day of rest. And great episode, Succession. That's a great show. Moving on in HBO's plethora of great television that they make. Ballers, I think, drops this week. And Power on Stars comes out this week. I think La La and 50 Cent are on doing their morning run right now, actually today, together. La La looking real spicy out there. If I was Hoodie Mello right now, I'd tell you, no disrespect, Melly, but, you know, daddy's got to eat. So, got a wedding, doing my officiant moves. A couple people saw the ministry card, World Church. Got my second wedding I'm doing 2 weeks, September 6th. Excited about that. No pressure. Already did one. Been on stage third of my life. I'm not a really, you know, there's no pressure out there. Going to be a beautiful day. Hopefully nice and sunny like it's been all summer out here. Humidity a little high, they say, last weekend. I wasn't really buying that. It was moist. No doubt about that. You stick eight guys in a nice, what was that, 2019 Escalade? I got to ask my boy Luka Doncic about that. But, I mean, what a beautiful ride he hooked us up with. A lot of fiddleheads. They had this nice one. My friend's wife was calling them Jamaican Me Happies, but they were a nice little Mexican lager. A little lime. Little tortillas inside of it. Nice little baby cans. Little baby cans. Like a quick nitro coffee, as it were. But those were tasty. Didn't have any of those on the whole tour, but I got a few. I think I only got one in, actually, before we left. But I was feeling really good. Got the Green Street in. A little Bob Marley action. Great little tour. Stopped at a bunch of places. Funniest one we went to was, I think it was Citizen Cider. Took about three different options for me to get actually a drink that they had available. The girl reminded us of another girl we've known for a little bit. Weird attitude. A woman. Again, you know, this. We have to get past this thing, right? I mean, because a lot of people I hear, they always say this girl thing. Woman. Female. Lady. You know, pay respect. Like I said last week in the podcast about 2K, the gamer's rage, about finally putting the WNBA after almost three decades of being an actual organization, they finally put it in, and that's not progressive, you know. You're way behind the ball. And so no respects to that, no kudos for that, 2K, Take-Two Entertainment, whatever you want to call yourselves. But so we're back at it. Tuesday morning, gotta roast some cauliflower and cauliflower and broccoli. My fault. Gotta get that done today. Doing some more food prep, getting the podcast done. 2K demo comes out tomorrow, so we got that. Gotta just finish up a few things. Biggest thing that happened last week. Day after I get the podcast posted on Podbean so I can get it on the iTunes and Spotify and everything else that where everybody's listening at, my computer won't turn on. I wake up that next morning, hit the power button, nothing's happening, take out the battery, unplug the power cord, plug the power cord in, do a reset, unplug the power cord, do a reset with the power, hold it down 60 seconds, nothing happens, no lights are flickering, no fans are running, no hard drives are functioning. I'm pissed. Everything I do throughout the day all depends on that last 2 years. I know you're going to say, oh, you should have backed it up, should have backed things up, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? Things happen. Mistakes are made. Didn't leave myself a lot of options, which not a key move. But, you know, luckily I had a 3-year warranty on the laptop. That'll be fixed within this week. Recording this on a different laptop, so the quality, if the sound is different, you know, pardon me. I'm trying to keep it consistent because consistency is key. I don't want you hearing different sounds of my voice due to different microphones and blah blah blah. So my apologies for that. If you're a little concerned, that's where we're stuck with that right now. That should, like I said, should be fixed within the week. And then we'll have a nice, more consistent rollout and sound for you. Just to keep it real, keep it a buck. So what else happened here this week? So we got not a busy week here. Not a busy week. I'm happy about how things are. Minus the laptop issue and the incident. Really got to get it into back into my swing of things. No pressures for anything I got to do this weekend. Got to get a little logistics done for the wedding this week. And like I said, that's like 2 weeks away. So I'll be happy about that once everything is settled down in that genre. Then I got to go to my other friend's wedding, which is, I think the 24th of September, deep in there. But so this is going to be a busy little section for me, because 2K drops the day before I got to perform the wedding. Then I only got two more weeks to, I got to catch up that weekend, that Monday, or that late Sunday, I got to, you know, somehow I got to figure a way to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. Cause I know they're going to be out there, you know, spam grinding, you know, however they're going to do it. So I got to try to keep up to date with that. That's going to be difficult. But like I said, little cauliflower, broccoli roast in the oven. If you if you cook vegetables, let me give you this little hint of advice, okay? If you like eating veggies, which you should be eating veggies on a regular, roast your veggies, man. Like, roast your veggies. So anything, anything you can roast it. You know, you can do squash, eggplant. Don't put this stuff, you know, don't put greases on it. You don't have to put any grease on this. You don't even have to put salt and pepper. You can put a little garlic pepper on top. Little olive oil, drizzle on the top. Put it in 350, 400, whatever your like cooking range you like to cook at. If you need to get it done quicker, you just raise the temperature, right? But take your time. They come out a little bit better. When you roast a veggie, it releases the sugars and it makes a pop out. What you want to do after half an hour, though, you want to rotate that so the oils get on opposite sides and, you know, try to get all around the veggie a little bit. You don't want to soak the pan, just a nice little drizzle. So when you turn it, it gets a little brush, you know what I'm saying? But you want to flip it, because broccoli and cauliflower will tend to burn if you cook it on one side. Another little helpful hint, if you do roast and you want to reduce that burn on one side of the pan, put another pan underneath. What's causing the oven to do that, and people who smoke their meat outside in a smoker will understand this. It's the direct heat that's coming straight up from the oven, which is causing that burning to happen. So if you're cooking anything, I mean, if you're cooking ribs or chicken or anything like that in the oven, if you put another pan underneath, it makes the heat not directly below the pan that you're cooking in, and makes it a more round cook, so you're not getting all that direct heat just straight up onto the bottom of that pan. Just a little helpful advice. I've been cooking for a while. I've been watching Food Network since it began. I used to watch Yan Can Cook, old Graham Kerr, back in the day, before Food Network happened, before all these travel channels, blah, 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 Discovery. Way ahead of the curve, you know what I'm saying? Just gorgeous. Gorgeous cook if you want to cook like that. And a lot more healthier. And if you want to put a little salt and pepper on there, go ahead. It all depends what you want. Sometimes a little lemon pepper I use to switch it up. And you cook a nice big pan of that up, you're good all week. I like to, make my dishes for a nice two or three days ahead of time. You know, busy, you know, you got to have, you know, it's good for portioning too. You don't need to be eating a big plate of food every 6 hours. You want to eat progressively through the day. And you don't have to eat breakfast at, there's no set guideline of when you should be eating and when you shouldn't. But I will tell you this, your diet is key. So listen, you're going to eat carbs, eat them in the morning. So that can carry you through the day a little bit. And then eat your proteins mid-afternoon, at night, whatever you want to do. Sometimes I don't even eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes if I didn't have a sufficient amount of proteins and carbs at my last meal, you know, I'll kick it up a little bit in the second meal in the morning, and you move on that way. But listen, you don't need to eat 5 eggs for breakfast. You don't need to eat a pound of bacon. You cook, again, another thing in the oven, cook the bacon 350. You can lay out all that bacon, top to bottom, nice big sheet pan. 30 minutes later, you flip each slice. Sometimes you got to rotate the middle to the outside. That's how you get the even cook. Do that. You got beautiful, beautiful bacon. You cook it to whatever desired crispiness you like. I'm not a big crisp burnt guy with my bacon. However, I do love some burnt ends. If you're cooking brisket, you can send a nice big plate of burnt ends my way, because I do like that crispiness in the bark on the side of the burnt ends. But not on my bacon. On my bacon, I like to be able to break through it, not fatty. But I can mold it in any way I want. I could tear it apart, put on my little BLT, whatever bacon sandwich I'm making. Always using multi-grain breads. Whole wheat's garbage. White bread's garbage. Stay away from that. Those are complex carbos you don't need. I don't know how this turned into a diet podcast, but we definitely don't need to be going too far into that, because obviously, you know, fat boys on a diet, don't try it. And I'm saying, I got a little, you know, I got a little chub here. But I stay, you know, I stay active. I can walk a whole golf course, no problem. Pounding Trulies. Bob Marley in it. Smoking that chronic. Yeah, I'm happy about that, getting that computer fixed and having that warranty was definitely a keeping my options open. A very key move right there. Little excited. USA basketball coming down. They're in Australia right now. They just played Spain. Celtics are still there. All four Celtics are still there. Are they four? Yeah, Kemba, Tats. Kemba, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. I don't know if Marcus has played. I think he's still got the thumb injury or something like that. Or maybe that was Kyle Lowry with a thumb injury. Maybe it's an ankle. Maybe Marcus got an ankle. I'm not going to say definitively what it was. But at least our four Celtics are there. I don't really need them all to play. But it's nice to have them going through the process, getting around players that they're going to be competing with for, you know, a few years anyway. We don't know where, you know, Kuzma, Mitchell, Tatum, Brown, De'Aaron Fox, where their trajectory is going to get, but, you know, take them. But we know where it could be heading. There's a lot of talent there. It all depends if they want to put the work in and if they do have that ultimate skill to, but not everybody can, man. Not everybody's that good. How many guys? You got Giannis, LeBron, KD, Harden. That's like four guys out of, you know, a few different generations maybe. And we don't know about Zion, you know. Ben Simmons can't shoot. We don't know anything about these guys. These guys are so young. You know, you saw Tatum take a big leap in his rookie year into the playoffs, almost getting to the finals without Kyrie playing. You know, that showed you something. We should have, you know, dropped him off as soon as possible. But it's, you don't know. And then the second year, you know, Kyrie's back the whole time, you know, confusing the system. They don't know where they're supposed to be, what their roles really is. Kyrie's talking about flat earth. These guys are trying to play basketball. Nobody knew what was happening. And it was just a debacle from the start. But I'm excited. I love basketball. NFL's starting. If you've seen Hard Knocks, some great, great little scenes from Hard Knocks. Antonio Brown's feet are a little messed up. Never seen anything like that. So that tells you, you know, you don't need to be in the chamber freezing your feet off for, you know, that amount of time. That just sounds silly. And he apparently was at practice on Monday. That's the 19th of August. That was yesterday. This will roll out on Tuesday the 20th. It's the 20th right now. Early morning. Just chatting with you, man. Just chatting with you. Need to allow the brain to function. So, let me give you a little background here. So, after I went to college for about 2 years, I left it when I met a cat on my floor in my building in my dorm room. He was from a town I never heard of in Vermont, right down by Lebanon, New Hampshire. Didn't even know about Lebanon, New Hampshire, right? I think I've heard of White River Junction or something like that. We must have went down, chased tail down there or something like that at some point as kids. But never heard of this town. So one one time after I left, it must have been a few months after I left college. He was still at college, I think, and he invited me down to his little town. He said he was performing for his buddy's birthday. And I said, performing? What are you doing? Well, while we were at school, he did have a microphone and some turntables and a ghetto blaster. If you don't know what a ghetto blaster is, that's an old stereo with a lot of abilities, you know, to change frequencies and stuff like that to access the sounds that were on cassette tapes. If you don't know what a cassette tape is, I can't help you. Go back and Google that. It's basically what came out for artists after a record. So after the record, well, they still produce records, but after everyone was done carrying around these bulky-ass records, they brought out cassette tapes because they were, you know, I don't know, 4x3 or something like that. Put it into a machine, two little wheels spin, the tape's spinning, it's playing the music. You could get a ton of songs on there. I don't know, a record, you could flip it over. What do you got? You probably got the same amount of songs on a record. But cassette tapes were the only things where you could get some bootleg music or the mixtapes. So, and you could record yourself. So we did that. We would listen to beats on a different kind of, on one of the blocks in the ghetto blaster and record on the other with the microphone plugged into that block. And we're just freestyling. First time I got into that was sophomore year of college. Didn't even know where I was going. Had no idea what I was doing. But apparently he had made a tape or so. Something like that. And I listened to it. You know, I was like, okay, wow, this is interesting, you know. And I wrote poetry. I was the copy editor of my school's paper my senior year. My last 2.5 years of high school, I did this is back in 1996 to 98. Local public access. I was on it early. Live call-in show after school once a week. We did backyard wrestling. We were all over the place. But recorded everything. Everything was on film. And some guys still got that. See if we can figure that out. Get that posted on social media for you. But so this is where I have all this imagination, all this entertainment in me. I went to school for TV broadcasting and reporting. The things I were learning at college those first 2 years, I already know. I already did that. So there was no interest. I mean, there was an interest because that's what I wanted to do. And obviously, I did it for 2.5 years outside of just going to school, high school. But I did these when I went to college. I wanted to learn something. I wanted to, you know, I'm trying to make steps here. I already did this as a kid, man. As an adult, man, I want to learn more. I want to get to the next level. And I wasn't getting that. Plus, I had to learn, you know, philosophy and psychology and all this weird, you know, these, I thought at the time, bullshit, you know, electives or, you know, whatever the fuck they call it. Yeah, I can't even say the word anymore. That maybe I should have stayed in school for that, right? They're necessary classes you have to take in order to get, you know, your credits to move up and, you know, obviously graduate, get your bachelor's, associate's degree, whatever you're actually going for. So I was just bored. That's not what I went to school for. You know, I didn't go to school to learn the brain. That had nothing to do with where I'm trying to get to, where my motivations and my desires were taking me at the time. You know, so anyway, so my second year, I meet this cat. I leave school because it's not going where I want it to go. So I say, screw this. You know, I'm working. I do a night auditor job at the Hampton Inn. Then I become the front desk manager a year later. You know, I'm on a salary pay now, making almost 40K a year. Enjoy, you know, young, 21 years old, man, making 40K a year. No degree. Walk on, just a walk on, night auditor to front desk manager, you know. The big steps, a lot of responsibility too. This 21, man, there's a lot of influential things that's happening at this time. Plus, I want to make music. So I think I must have been 21 at the time when I went down to my buddy's hometown that I met in college. and he performs, he's rapping. And for, I don't know, there must have been like 50 people out in the woods, you know, watching it. Podunk ass Vermont, Heartland, Vermont. And he's performing for this kid, his buddy's birthday that he made music with. And I was like, this is unbelievable, man. I don't think I've never seen anybody in Vermont create anything like this. So I go back home. I make it up. He calls me a few weeks later, says, you know what, man, why don't you, what would you think if I moved up there? I was like, okay, hey, man, do what you got to do. Let me know, whatever. So one random night, he just calls me. I'm at work, and he goes, hey, I'm in Williston right now. I'm like, what do you mean you're in Williston? You know, this is a random call. There's nothing, no scheduled event supposed to be happening for him to be knocking on my door, but I'm at work anyway. I was like, yeah, well, I'm at work right now. He's like, all right, when do you get out? I was like, I don't know, 2 hours. And I guess they just hung out somewhere. I met him. They didn't go back. They never went back to Heartland. Him and his girlfriend sleeping on my couch. When I have a roommate, nice little duplex though, right on Mountain View. And that was history. Recorded my first album in a closet on the, I can't remember what the name is. I want to say it's a Tascam or something like that, but you can only record maybe 5 or 4 tracks. So you could put the beat on. That was one track. And you could only do, you could do 2, like if you wanted to, it depends on your hook. So if you had two tracks for your hook, and you had how many verses you wanted to do. So you could do it all, but you only had all those takes. So you only had 4 takes really to get that done. Or you'd have to restart from one track. So if you did one track, just your verses, and you screwed up on that second track, it's the second verse, you'd have to scrap that and go start all the way from the back. So best way to do it, keep one of those tracks open for one verse, so you can go through one verse at a time. So you got the first, second verse on different tracks, and just do the hook over and over. Like, you know, you just multiply the hook when you do it on that one track. First album, when I got that first album done, man, I felt so gratified, because I'd written all this music, put it all on a CD. Now I'm burning CDs out there, hustling in town, just walking around giving away these things. Got that first album done. My friend moves back. He eventually moves away, moves out back to Heartland. I move out of the place I was at, move out to Winooski, another town in my area, in the Burlington, Vermont area, Chittenden County. I do my second album, but this time I go to a recording studio that one of my fraternity brothers from college lives 10 miles away from. In peace and love to Dave and his sister Anna. They lost their father yesterday, and, bless you, brother, I hope that you guys can see the light through the darkness, and, you know, peace and love. And I'll be talking to you soon. So just know we out here thinking about you, and it's all love, baby. So I go to I stay at his place for a weekend or so, record the album from a producer that he knows a producer has a studio. So I record an album there, paying money, get that done. Sounds great. But I'm still not at the level I think that I should have been then. But in my mind, I thought I was in a different place, right? I thought I was better than I was. And so I still, at that point, I started to do a show. So I go down to, I think I moved down to Heartland at this time. After that second album, he asked me, he was like, why don't you just move down here? I was like, move down there, man. I'm in Burlington, Vermont. Why am I going to go down to Podunk, Heartland, Vermont? He was like, oh, man, I'm just making music down here, that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So get a hold of each other. This is before MySpace here. This is mp3.com. I think SoundCloud, SoundClick was available at this time, too. SoundClick was a place where you could you could hear other people's music, but it was more of a beats, more instrumentals that you could listen to other producers make. And you could download those and use those as it were, in any way you chose. So we get down there. I get down there, making music, do my first show, bungle the second song I'm doing. Guy's passing me a bowl or a joint. I think it was a bowl. Go to light it. Well, during my verse, totally fucked my verse up. But the song I had at that, when I, the song I was performing, that's why he gave me the bowl, was Call Me Bud. What the fuck was that verse? Roll me in a size blunt. Smoke me what you want. Call me Bud. Call me Bud. That was the hook. Call me Bud was the hook. That was the song. Great song. Terrible to listen to because it was recorded horribly. The tracks were just doubled up too much. But the verses, I should say. The vocals. Wasn't really engineered properly because the guy never recorded rappers. So what he did was, if I paused or something, he would try to, match it up, and sometimes they would overlap, and it was just a bad sound altogether. So, when I lived down there, man, I was so blessed to live in different places in the Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is not that big, but I mean, it's big enough where they had venues where you could perform, and, you know, the last show I did, 2008, 2009, before I moved back to Burlington, was 2009, I did a CD release party called The Gangster of Love. And this album, when I made this album, I knew this is what it was. This is what I could create. I had the talent, and I know where I could go. Nothing could stop me from being a great lyricist, a great songwriter. The only thing that could happen to me is my options, right? So I wanted, had a great show on a Saturday night at the only club within 50 miles, which was packed every Saturday, almost every Friday and Saturday night. Saturday night, big, everybody's out on Saturday night. Two levels to this place. I had a nice catwalk. Performed on the catwalk all night. Did about 8 or 9 songs. Had free CDs out there for everybody at the bar. Just a beautiful night. I come back to Burlington. Never did a show in Burlington in my life. Did a few open mics. About a year back. Had to get my roots back in town. Get my job going, everything, blah, blah, blah. Finally got my roots right. Started record songs again. My own recording, I had my microphone, the computer, everything's, you got my own mixer. I'm doing my own engineering. I'm making the sound that I want to sound, Finally doing a few showcases. I'm getting invites. The cats we grew up with in the same, anyone in New Hampshire and Vermont cross paths at some time. So the people in Burlington, I already knew them. We did shows, mixed shows together, different showcases and stuff like that. So I got a few invites from those guys that we've been grinding together, not together, but at the same time in our same area. And so they knew who I was. They knew what my abilities were. So they invited me to come do showcases, help out some of the younger cats coming up in town, get their footing and stuff like that. I performed in hundreds of people. I performed, and when I got here, when I got into Burlington, my first show, there might have been 10, 15 people there, and half of them might have been the artists, So get there, do my stuff, 2 or 3 songs, I'm off, boom, boom, boom. Couple weeks later, maybe a month later, I do another showcase. Then one of the guys that I was my protege back in Lebanon, 2 years after I moved back to Burlington, they want to do a big showcase on the lake. We have a big lake, one of the biggest lakes other than the Great Lakes in Vermont. In the United States. So there's ferries every 50 miles or so that cross the lake over to New York. So we're right across from Plattsburgh, New York, if you want to get a better view of what's going on. And right next to Canada, so you can take a ferry up to the closest point in New York that's right there at the Canadian border. They're setting up a show with a bunch of cats who are in Burlington, you know, some of the biggest names that were in Burlington at the time. And we're doing 45-minute sets. I get the invite to perform on that. Two and a half hour cruise on the lake on a big ferry. Beautiful setup. Audio was great. 45 minutes straight of Reese 45. That's my rapper name, Reese 45. My full name is Maurice. And it was the best experience I've ever had performing. I swear to God, man, the amount of respect that I got from after I got off from that incredible high, getting off the stage that night on that ferry, and the waves were rocking. The best part, the waves were rocking so bad, but you couldn't feel it when I was on the stage because the adrenaline. Once you hit that mic, once that beat starts, and you're going, and you're in the zone, and you know you're focused on one thing, is getting this set done, rocking this crowd, doing your very best, and not even seeing the end. But once you get off that stage and put that mic down, your adrenaline's still burning hard. So as soon as I walk off, I could feel the waves just crashing into this ferry the ferry's just going across, blah, blah, blah. There's other acts going on after me, so I'll be able to enjoy myself a little bit, but I'm still adrenaline's burning. So I walk around this thing a few times, finally get a drink. I got a good group of like 10, 15 people that close to me that I had there to watch and see for the first time of what this was all about, what Reese 45 was all about. Some of my favorite songs I created in that little time span after, right before I left Lebanon all the way to being in Burlington. And it was just a joy. So that has propelled me into, you know, making YouTube content, streaming, because I always loved video games. I never thought about streaming until, you know, I started seeing a few of these things. I was like, maybe I could be creative in that way. Maybe blah, blah, blah. So seeing that trajectory, just the creative juices flow in me. I don't like to hear the sound of my own voice, but I think that it allows my brain to find its path. You know, I like to give my brain options. You know, I don't like being stuck in one place or one genre or one idea. Because I love a lot of different things, man. I love cooking. I love music. I love movies. I love TV. I love life. I love camping. I'm not a big hunter or fisher. I don't even care about all that. But you put me in a kayak in the middle of the water, you ain't gonna see me for 5 days. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all that. I like making a fire, you know, not burning houses down. I'm saying I like having a fire so I can cook some food, keep the bears away, those dirty little raccoons. Make sure, listen, another thing, if you eat Chex Mix and you have a Chex Mix bag, pour out the Chex Mix in the fire so they burn off, and put that bag in a garbage bag that's hanging in a tree, but don't leave the Chex Mix in there because those dirty little raccoons or rats will come over, climb in that tree, and try to nibble on, because they'll smell that salt, they'll smell all those preservatives that they lace up in there with that Chex Mix, and they'll come get it. Believe that. I've seen it firsthand. It's disturbing to watch, disgusting, and it got me in a canoe in the middle of the water with the cooler with me, because I wasn't messing around with this thing. Well, my friend's chasing it with a, like Indiana Jones with a goddamn torch, and that thing wasn't leaving. It later stayed there all night, got into his fishing lures. It was chewing lures. You could hear it squealing all night because it was eating hooks. It didn't know what the fuck it was doing. But that's what a dirty little raccoon will do. So, like I said, so the major story is, like, it took – this is why this podcast is being done, because it's allowing me to not just talk about when I'm streaming what's happening in a video game or just, you know, a bland subject and not be able to focus on the game that I'm playing when you're streaming, because that's what you have to do most of the time. Some people, maybe this podcast will help not be so skilled in a game, like have to focus on the skill of being good in the game and just allowing myself to have a conversation while I'm doing this, because not everybody is, like, you know, competitive gamer. So the podcast, we're good, man. We're good. We're 40 minutes in right now. And I think that a nice little background, you know, you got a nice little background on me of who I am, you know, what I have to offer, the views and everything like that. Listen, that was just a bland, no deep diving into what's created the podcast. You know, my entertainment background, my no-nonsense look at who I should be, where I should be. But there's always deeper travels to be had. You know, in YouTube they call them wormholes, or, you know, on Reddit, wormholes, blah, blah, blah. There's wormholes to me, man. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? There's so much that encompasses me that has made who I am and my view on the world and other subjects the way it is because of the path that I've chosen to take. You got to get these right. The key, like, imagine being a copy editor in high school and not be able to distinguish between chose and chosen. This is the path I chose to take. I'm happy with that. I would not be who I am if I didn't take these chances and make these choices that I took and taking. And that's what this is all about. It's about letting you know that regardless of your fears, your worries, be who you want to be. Don't be who someone wants you to be. Be who you want to be. I always say, do what makes you happy. As long as it's not messing up anyone else's lives. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could take that in two different streets, but listen, if I'm not saying do this, but if taking drugs makes you happy, but you're ruining your relationship, that's not what I'm saying. But do things that make you do what makes you happy. If you don't like the job that you have, give yourself options. Give yourself an option and be happy. You know, do what you choose to do. Don't allow someone else to dictate your happiness. You know, in a relationship, it's a two-way street. You guys, regardless of what your relationship is, you have to allow yourself to be the best you can be. Because no person can make you the best that you are. You have to make yourself the best. Because if you're not happy with who you are, you can't make anybody else happy. You could try, but it's not going to be real. Because if you're not happy, man, you're not the best you are. You'll never be the best you are if you're not happy. Sometimes you have to make tough choices to be happy. And you're going to make other people unhappy. But that's not your job. Your job is not to make everybody else happy. It's to be happy yourself. So go out there, strive to do what you want to do. Live your best life, they say. Be cool. Always be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you find yourself struggling, man, you find yourself that road rage kicking in, that gamer's rage kicking in. If you find yourself unhappy, just take a chance, man. Woo-saw. Take a breath. Rub the earlobes. Woo-saw. Be cool, motherfucker. Be cool. If it ain't over, man, there's times to fix it. There is time to fix it. Everything is time related. So go ahead, enjoy the rest of the summer. I'll be talking to you next week after I'm playing the 2K demo tomorrow. But I'll be talking to you next week. Hopefully the computer is fixed. We play 2K. We know what's up. Hopefully I get some more sun. Hopefully the Celtics make the cut on the USA team. I know Kemba's going to make it. I know Tat's going to make it. Jaylen Brown started a week ago, the whole week. So against the select team, so I'm looking forward to that. Popovich doing a great job. Hopefully I get to see some of y'all that I don't see this week, because September 6th, you know, the September's going to be a long, 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 long month. And I just hope I can keep my head up, enjoy myself, and I hope I can talk to y'all throughout that process. So, again, be cool, peace and love, enjoy the summer, get outside. Let the people you know that you appreciate, that you appreciate them, because that's what it's about. Enjoy the holiday. Memorial Day must be coming up soon. I don't know what day it is. I don't really check all that. Happy trails to you, man, and I appreciate it for listening. If you're listening, at Reese45MC, Instagram, Twitter, go to YouTube, Promomo Gaming, Twitch Promomo Gaming. And if you like it, follow, share, let us know, leave comments, man. We like it all. We like it all. So give us feedback, because feedback can only propel us to a different place. Without you, this can't happen. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate all the feedback. And go ahead and do you. Embrace it. Be happy. And remember, be cool, motherfuckers. You ready to talk? Don't run your mouth.